Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be starting the second parak of Maseches Shabbos. We're going to be learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. The second parak of Maseches Shabbos, famously known as Bememad Likin, discusses primarily ideas and halachos related to the types of wicks and oil that a person can use when lighting the candles of Shabbos, when lighting Hadlakas Neiros on Friday night, or perhaps on Yom Tov as well. Now, there are three reasons given why we light candles on Friday nights. Number one is for Kavod Shabbos. Number two is for Oneg Shabbos. Number three is for Shalom Bayis. So what does Kavod Shabbos mean? It means in honor of Shabbos, as the Gra points out, the Vilna Gaon. Kavod Shabbos refers to the fact that you're preparing for Shabbos. You're putting candles out in advance of Shabbos to make sure that Shabbos is done and celebrated with the light of the candles. Oneg Shabbos refers to the enjoyment that a person gets not in advance of Shabbos, but the enjoyment that a person gets on Shabbos itself. And on Shabbos itself, you're going to have the enjoyment of the lights that you light before Shabbos. And again, the third reason why we light candles on Friday night is for Shalom Bayis. There's going to be more peace in the home if there's light, if people aren't stepping all over each other, if people are able to see. And again, we're talking about days way before electricity, and there's going to be more peace in the home, there's going to be more Shalom Bayis in the home as well. Now, interestingly enough, people generally speaking, and there are some reasons for it, but generally speaking, we associate the mitzvah of lighting candles on Friday night with women. Women are generally the ones to light candles on Friday night. Again, there are reasons given for that. I believe Rabbi Ari Leibowitz discusses that a little bit in his third sefer that came out a little while ago, if you would like some more information on that. The halacha is, however, that let's say if you're by yourself somewhere for Shabbos, there isn't a woman necessarily with you, then certainly everyone's obligated to light candles on Friday night. It's nice for women to do it if you have a woman there, but if there aren't any women there, then certainly men should light candles as well. A lot of times it comes up in yeshiva when there are only yeshiva boys that are together in yeshiva, then certainly they should be lighting candles as well on Friday night. Now, what's interesting about this parak that we're about to learn from Memalikin is that, as the Shulchan Aruch points out, the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is the parak that we generally speaking include as part of our davening, as part of our tefillos on Friday night. And then the Bach on the tour explains that the reason is because it's important that we're aware of the halachos. You have to make sure that in approaching Shabbos, that you know what the halachos are. And certainly, a lot of the halachos relating to Shabbos in general are not explicitly clearly written in the Torah. And it's important for us to not only look at what the Pesukim say, but for us to see what Torah Shebaal Peh, what the oral law says as well. I believe Rabbi Jack wrote an article in the Jewish Link similarly, where he basically says that just like we begin Shabbos with saying Vayechulu, which are psukim from the Torah, that's how we bring Shabbos with the written law. It's important to use the oral of the Torah Shebaal Peh to bring in Shabbos as well. And this is how we bring in Shabbos with the oral law, with the second parak of Maseches Shabbos. Beginning now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin discussing what types of wicks and oils may be used for the lights that burn in one's house on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, "Pemim malikin uvemain malikin." With what types of wicks and oils may a person light Shabbos candles with, and with what types of wicks and oils may a person not light candles of the candles on Friday night with? Number one, "Ein malikin lo belecha." Says the Mishnah, "You're not allowed to light the candles with the fibers of a cedar tree, v'lo bechose, not with uncombed flax, v'lo bechaloch, and not with chaloch, which is like this lower type of a silk, v'lo befsilas ha'idon, not with the fibers of a willow tree, v'lo befsilas ha'midbar, not with the fibers of the desert, like this long grassy thing in the desert, v'lo birokal shal p'nei ha'mayim, nor with moss that grows in the sea. It often hangs on the bottom of boats. So these materials, the Bartonur points out, are not allowed to be used as wicks on Shabbos because they do not produce a steady flame, and we're concerned that if they're going to be flickering on and off, that a person is going to be moving them, dealing with them, lighting them up throughout Shabbos, which certainly you're not allowed to do. Continuing in the Mishnah, now we're going to discuss the types of fuel, the types of oils that are not allowed to be used as part of the Hadlakas Neiros, as part of lighting candles for Shabbos. Number one, v'lo bezefes, you're not allowed to light with the Shabbos candles with pitch, v'lo b'shava, or not with this molten type of wax, which is really liquid wax, v'lo b'shemen kik, not with cotton seed oil, v'lo b'shemen serefa, not with shemen serefa. Shemen serefa refers to literally means oil that has to be burned, but it's referring specifically to the oil of truma that became tamei, and such oil has to be burned. V'lo ba'alya, you can't use the fat of a sheep's tail. V'lo ba'chelev, and you can't use chelev, which again, chelev is the types of animal fat that are not allowed to be eaten as part of various animal. Now the reason why most of these things are not allowed to be used as fuel for the Neiro Shabbos is because at the end of the day, it's not going to allow for a steady flame. And again, if there's not a steady flame, then we're concerned that a person is going to be playing with the candles on Shabbos, trying to allow the flames to burn, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, the reason why you're not allowed that's for all of them except for Shemen Sereif, the oil that has to be burnt, the truma that became Tameh, so that you're not allowed to use because there's a gezer, there's a din, midir Rabbanon, Chazal said that you're not allowed to burn oil or really anything that became tame, any carbonos that became tame, you're not allowed to burn. That certainly applies to truma as well. It's not a carbon, but it's a holy item that became tame, you're not allowed to burn that on Yom Tov, and we extend that to Shabbos as well. Now the Mishnah is just going to conclude with a machlokas regarding chaylev. Nachum amad yomer, Nachum amad, he says, madlikin b'chaylev mevushel, you are allowed to light Shabbos candles with boiled chaylev. When chaylev is boiled, says Nachum amad, then it becomes a liquid that can produce a steady flame. And again, if there's a steady flame, then no problem. Then it's going to be consistent, and then we're not concerned that a person is going to try to keep the flame going. The chachamim own, but the chachamim say no. Echad mevushel ve'echad sheino mevushel madlikin bo. Whether it is boiled or not, you can't light the candles with it. The chachamim agree that boiled liquid chaylev produces a steady flame. However, they are concerned that people might think that if liquid chaylev is permitted, then so too is solid chaylev. And therefore, in order to prevent this, the chacham said no, that you shouldn't be using chaylev at all in order to fuel your candles for Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now we're just going to begin sort of reverting back to the concept in the halacha that shemen sereif, that oil that was truma that became tum, is not allowed to be burned. Says the Mishnah, ein malikim b'shemen sereif b'yom tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light candles or really light anything with the oil that with this shemen sereif, with truma oil that became tum, because it is prohibited to burn truma that is tummy on Yom Tov. And therefore, when Friday is the Yom Tov, such oil may not be used as fuel even in a Shabbos, even for the candles of Shabbos as well. So that's just going back to that to explain that the reason why all of the other materials that can't be used as fuel is because they're going to prevent they're not going to be a steady flame. However, when it comes to Shemen Sereifa, this is special oil that's Truma, that's Tame, then that's different. That's a special gezeira, a special decree from the Chachamim. Now we're going to continue and discuss other types of potential fuels for Shabbos candles. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein madlikin be'itron mipnei kavod haShabbos. You're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with itron. Itron is like this residue of pitch, that it's this clear oily liquid, which is not like regular pitch, but just this oily liquid that happens to smell terrible. And therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, you can't use it to light. If you're going to leave the room, you're going to run out. You smell this disgusting itron, this disgusting pitch, you're going to run out of the room, and therefore, it's not appropriate to light your candles with that. However, says the Mishnah, v'chachamim matirin b'chol hashmanim, the chachamim permit lighting with all kinds of oils, b'shem and shumshmin, with sesame oil, b'shem and agozim, with nut oil, b'shem and sinonos, with radish oil, b'shem and dogim, with fish oil, b'shem and pekuos, with this like gourd oil, this calosynth oil, b'itron, with the itron, even that we said previously, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't light with itron, but they're not concerned that people are going to run out of the room, uve neft, or with neft, which is also like this type of bad odor, when it's burnt, it's like smells terrible. But the Chachamim are clearly not concerned with, number one, any of these oils, but certainly not with the itron or nape, which have bad smells. They're still not concerned. They assume that people are still going to stay in and not be bothered by the smell. The Mishnah concludes by giving us a third opinion regarding the oils. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein madlikin elo b'shem zayis bilvad. You should only be lighting with shemen zayis, with olive oil. And certainly now we can imagine where Chanukah is going to come in the Gemara, when the Gemara is expounding on these Mishnayos. But Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you have to only use olive oil. Even the other opinions who say that you could use other oil, the Chachamim, who give you a whole list of oils that you can use, They would also say that it's better, that it's ideal to use olive oil, but certainly according to them, you can use other oils as well. Quick review, the Mishnah began by discussing what types of wicks can you not use as part of your Neiros Shabbos, what kind of fuels may you not use as part of your Neiros Shabbos. Everyone seems to agree regarding most of these things, and the general principle, because it's very hard to know the translation of every single one of these hard, random types of words, but the principle is that these are wicks or oils that are going to not allow the flame to be consistent, to be steady, and therefore we're concerned that a person is going to be playing around with it to try and keep the light going, which you certainly are not allowed to do on Shabbos. There was a machlokas about chela, but the fats of an animal, can you use that or not? Liquid or liquid fats, or liquid fats allowed or not? That was a bit of a machlokas that we saw in the Mishnah. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis began telling us the reason why you can't, by the reason why Shemen Serefa, why this the oil that has to be burned, the true oil that became tame, why that can't be used, is because it can't be ever burned. Nothing tame that was holy can be burned on Yom Tif, and that's the halacha in terms of that. And then the Mishnah just concluded with a three-way machlokas regarding various types of oils. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that you're not allowed to light itron, which is like this pitch that smells terrible. Therefore, you can't use that. The Chachamim say you could basically use everything, not a problem. Not anything in the previous mission. The previous mission, everyone agrees, is not a problem. But here, these things aren't the nicest quality of oil. But still, the Chachamim say you can absolutely use them, including itron, including naft, including those things that smell terrible. Rabbi Tarfon says no. You should only be using shemen zayis. You should only be using olive oil. We don't paskin that way, but certainly it's ideal. Ideally, to use olive oil for hadlakas neiros is certainly a great thing to do. Have a great day.